from KUOW, Jack's Full Production, and the Association of Independent Radio.
This is Radio Lingo.
Emily.
Hamad.
We had visitors this week in Radio Lingo.
Yeah, but I missed some of them.
So I'm going to rate everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you missed Liza. She came in yesterday to record her speech.
Who is she?
I'm Liza Enriquez.
She's a member of the Speakers Bureau in Seattle.
And I was born in the Philippines. My mother is Hawaiian, and my father is Filipino. During my time here in Seattle, I encountered many challenges and difficulties in my life. My house and business were lost because of my financial difficulties. When I was a child, my dreams was to be a nurse. But how can that be? I grew up on the farm.
I am the eldest out of the city. Like, she was telling the story, and I'm trying to figure out what my role is for her. Am I supposed to help her English improve? Am I supposed to help her tell her story in a more interesting way for an audience? You know, I'm just sitting here recording, and I'm a little bit lost. But there's a point where her story just kind of starts telling itself and her voice becomes more natural.
In 1992, I moved to Seattle, Washington, and made it my home. I worked at Valentin as alteration for 3 years. Then I got laid off and was hired by Bridal Boutique around 1995 as a bridal consultant. I did fitting, beading, pricing gown. I didn't like dressmaking anymore because my eyesight wasn't as good as it used to be. After that, I worked at Pacific Region for 2 years. I did housekeeping and laundry. I stopped doing housekeeping because I was allergic to the chemicals in the cleaning solution. One day, my friend encouraged me to take nursing class in Aurora Nursing Assistant Institute. A couple months later, I received my certificate. My dreams come true, even though I am only the assistant of the nurse.
Her dreams come true, right?
Yeah.
But what I was totally confused about is what she said in the first paragraph. Do you remember what she said about her house?
She said she lost her house, right?
Yeah.
I was lost my house because I laid off from my other job.
She said she lost her house and her business. So, has her dreams come true, or is her life in shambles?
I think that maybe we just don't understand the timing.
Right.
Wait. Try again. This time, tell me when it happened.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
In 2008, it's the big difficult that happened in my life because I lost my two jobs in nursing assistant, and then I lost my house.
Still a little confusing, actually, because you said I lost my two jobs,
but
we didn't know you had three jobs.
I had three jobs in the agency, and then I lost my house because I lost my two jobs. Does that sound good? In 2008, the big challenge of my life.
Are you able to understand her?
Because.
Not always.
How to make it very good, the one. It's the one direct. I want direct only.
She said, how to make it very good. I want it to be direct.
Okay. Oh, that's not what it sounded like to me.
In 2008, it's a big challenge in my life that happened, that I have three jobs for my nursing assistant, and then I lose one job, and I cannot pay it off. I cannot pay for my house, and that's why I lost my house. I lost my house. And I was forced to file for bankruptcy.
Total emotional investment. I mean, she actually started crying. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. The way that she sends it at the end is just, like, so striking. Like, I lost my house, and I was forced to file for bankruptcy. Like, it's pretty intense.
You always think of people when they get upset or when they get really emotional, they go back to their native language. In this case, that's the opposite. It's her being really lucid in English and that inspiring her to become very emotional.
I think it's not necessarily that it's English so much as she's communicating to somebody who, you know, has just met her and who has asked a kind of hard question. I mean, even in your native language, I think that there's a lucidity that comes from something that's so direct like that.
I would like to encourage all students, men and women, as well as you are here, young people, that whatever you encounter in this life, don't lose your hope. Keep believing in yourself, that don't give up. Learn to love and live with what you have.